Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's November the 25th, 2010, and happy, happy Turkey Day. Man, shout out to the West, the South, the East, the North. I'm so, so happy on today because, oh, you smell that, all that good food. I'm surrounded by my family. Shout out to my sister Kima. Shout out to my brother-in-law Keith. Shout out to my son Makai. To my niece Messiah and all the family that's on their way with their hungry and rumbling tummies. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on, and I want to know what you guys are thankful for on today. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And also you can check in, listen live online, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Man, I'm so thankful on today because first, God, thank you for waking me up this morning and blessing me with another day, Lord, to just do your will and to love you and to praise you because it's the God in me. Thank you, Lord, for the God in me. Oh, man, this is a wonderful day. We should have Thanksgiving every day, not just one day out of a week. This is a day that family gets together. the divas. Shout out to all the mamas and the sisters and the cousins and all the divas that have been in the kitchen and the dons, excuse me, the dons too, that been in the kitchen whipping it and dipping it up. My sister, and, you know, she's been cooking since yesterday. And, you know, we've been taking, doing what we got to do to get the house clean, got all the clothes, everything washed up, you know, making sure the house is presentable for guests to come over. But, you know, even though family and friends are coming over, you guys, let's not forget, you know, the topic that I'm talking about is be thankful for real family love. And, you know, even though you got cousins and family over, you know, family don't just stop with sisters and cousins and brothers' blood. Family is also friends, too. And, you know, extend the invitation today for those people who are unloved. You know, some of the people who, you know, you might think is too much of a headache to come over. And I definitely want to come at y'all out of the scripture because y'all know it's spiritual feeding. We got to feed that spirit before we get all that good macaroni, collard green stuff in, macaroni salad, yams, turkey, ham. Oh, man, we got to feed our spirit first. I'm going to feed y'all spirit with this. Be thankful for real family love, in-laws and other irritating people as well. And this is coming from Matthew 9, verses 10 to 12. It says, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat at the meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole not need not a physician, but they that are sick. Wow. People that's coming over to your house today, they may not need a doctor, but they still sick. They can't be brokenhearted today. Even the grumpy old aunts and cousins that you don't want to bring over and the drunk uncle or whatever the case may be, do us all a favor and just pray over them. Pray over them family members, you know, that's shut in or, you know, that got issues or they got problems, you know, and they got habits that you don't approve of. But extend the love to them. It's so, so important. And we want to extend the love to the mamas right now. Dear mama, dear mother, shout out to Rosalind Brinson. Shout out to my mother. God rest your soul. I love you. And I just say thank you for, you know, just putting me on this earth, giving me life on the day. I know my mother and my grandmother is looking over me and my sister. This is such a special holiday and a special Thanksgiving because this is the first time me and my sister cook together. So it's very, very special. We got to give a shout-out to the mothers. For those who are just tuning in, you tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I'm going to be your DJ today. Let me be your turkey DJ today. We getting it in. I'm going to give y'all some feel-good music while y'all in them kitchens cooking, while y'all cleaning up the house, while y'all getting the kids together, whether y'all got guests coming over or y'all going over to other family members' house, because this is all about being together, man.
Well, I appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. I shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. In elementary, hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside, and even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy, trying to raise a man, you always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare, tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. because you all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting that spiritual feeding on. We getting our Thanksgiving on today. I'm so thankful. And shout out to Tupac for Dear Mother, Dear Mama. And you know what? It's another woman I want to give a shout out to right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to call her live on the show. It is her birthday, and she is 71 years old on today, y'all. 71. Ain't skipped the beat at 71, and she rocking hard, and she definitely a mother that need to be recognized. I mean, it is so good to have. I mean, just think about making it to 71. 71? Are you serious? Come on now. That's a blessing within itself, and I know she thankful on today, and I know she excited, so I got to give her a shout-out. I got to definitely call her up on the show. I'm going to surprise her. Miss Pat. She lives in Brick City, New Jersey, and she is the beautiful, beautiful grandmother of my goddaughters. And I mean, when I say she's a blessing, she's a blessing. So I'm going to get her on the phone, try to call out to her right now while the switchboard is playing, playing jump around with me. But it's all right because God is always able. Ain't it good how God is always able to work things out, y'all, no matter what? No matter what weapons is being formed against you, God is always able. No matter what the devil try to do, God is always good. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless me. And the good times and the bad times and the hard times and the sad times, let's call her up and see if we can get her on the line. I hope she answers. Probably on the ground. Nah, I'll leave a message. Yeah. I'm gonna try her back again. Let's see what happens. That is so good. And how nice is it if she turned 71 on Thanksgiving? That's fly. Say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Matter of fact, if I can't get it there, I know I can get it one of these places. I'm about to call my aunt. And say, Auntie, I'm thankful for y'all. See, y'all, this one is about calling up the family and the friends and just saying, you know what, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're still here. I'm thankful that you made it to another day. I'm thankful that you're in my life. It ain't hard. You ain't going to bust your teeth saying it. Some people, it's hard for them to reach out and say, you know what, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're still here. I'm thankful for the good times and the bad times, man. Let's be thankful for that. Can we be thankful for the good times and the bad times? Can we just put aside our differences and invite that aggravating family member over? And we know how to put them in check when they get out of in order. And even for the in-laws, some of you got in-laws out there that y'all ain't feeling. Y'all don't rock with. Oh, I don't deal with my in-laws. I don't do this and I don't do that. You know, I just lead them to a distance or whatever the case may be. And in-laws, show some love for your new son-in-law or daughter-in-law. You know, well, a lot of times as parents, we think we're supposed to choose the people that they're supposed to be with. And if they ain't good for them, they'll learn later. They're going to bump their hands and learn later. So don't worry about it. Just pray over them and say, God, take care of my baby. And he will, because he took care of you. So remember that. I won't call my auntie that. See if she pick up.
Hello.
Annette.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey. I wanted to call you and say that I love you and that I'm thankful for you. And my thanks on today, live on Diva Spa Radio ENT, is that I am so thankful for my aunt. You have held this family down for a very, very long time through the good and the bad, and we just got to give it up for you right now because we love you very, very much. So just big up to you, Auntie, and a round of applause to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm on the radio.
You are smooth live on Diva Spa Radio ENT. We getting the spiritual feeding on. Shout out to the 201, the 347, the 908, the 253, the 610. We got live on Twitter and we live on live. And everybody knows now that I love my auntie Annette, a.k.a. NetNet Poobia. And she's been holding this family down for a while. And she is the reason why we're going to have some good stuff and all today.
Listen to my niece. Girl, you sound like a real DJ. Oh, my God.
You got some people you want to give some shout-outs to, Annette? What you think?
I want to thank to all. I want to thank the Almighty first.
Yes.
For waking me up, and then I'm gonna thank you second for you waking me up. And Michelle, I don't know. Can you call me back after 2 o'clock my time?
Oh, well, most likely my show only airs for 2 hours, and I'll be off the show by that time. But I do call you up. and say that I'm very, very thankful for
thank you.
Thank you.
Very, no, that's
very
hot.
Thankful.
That's what's up.
Very thankful.
To
so, you know,
you know what? I'm
now,
proud of you, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
wow.
you so much, man. Y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521 and tell us what y'all thankful for. Call me, Diva Spot ENT Radio. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we rocking like a smoking gun, man. Let's go.
Going through the stages of where her body is more mature than her ages. Far from the daddy little girl type. Can't even imagine what her world's like. It all started off as a youngin'. Stepfather used to touch her and she couldn't say nothing. The more she held in the pain, it kept coming. Eventually it scarred her for life as a woman. And then he just kept touching her. Inside that was crushing her. I got something to discuss with her. I'm coming with the tech with the air holes and the muffler.
You're the only
black.
One I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
Uh-huh. Baby by a stepdad, huh? Little man, all alone up in West Half. Tough road and without a car, it's a tough walk. Worst part about it is her mom think it's her fault. Word get around, y'all. You know how the town talk. Baby girl is innocent, labeled her the town hall. Suicidal thoughts on her mind even now more. First the abuse, now she gotta raise her child poor. And that's why I feel for you. That's why I'm ready to kill for you. That's a black girl lost for you. Call me, I come through and let it off for you.
You're the only
black.
One I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
There for you to talk to. Hold your head high when you walk through. Sometimes the devil's temptation will force you. But one thing about the Lord, he'll never cross you. Look at all the bad things that they try to do to you. And you're still queen of the earth and you're beautiful. Everything happens for a reason. If you ever need me, call me. I'm coming through sweet.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. I know you'll run. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
Oh, I know you'll run, ready to kill with a smoking gun. Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We so thankful for our family on today. I'm so thankful for my family on today. I got another person that I'm thankful for on today, and I got to call them up right now. My honey bunny, I love him so, so much, and he needs to know right now. Let me go ahead and get his number in the call queue so we can call him up. Holla at my switchboard. Shout out to those who just keep it going and keep it, no matter what the situation is. Shout out to the men, no matter how crazy they want to act, they still know how to de-escalate the situation and love their crazy behind anyway. So I got to call my honey bunny up and tell him know that I love him because I'm thankful for that man on today.
Calling me from the show.
Honey bunny.
Hello.
Honey.
All of you from the show.
I'm calling you from the show, baby. I'm calling to tell you that I love you. You mean so much to me. I'm thankful for you and every little thing that you do, baby. Oh, I love you so much, and I miss you so much. And next week I will be over there ASAP on the Delta or the Continental to give you all this Diva Mary Kay West Coast love.
Wow. That's what's up. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm on the air, right?
Yes, you on the air.
I know, but you was talking. That's what's up. I mean, I want to first of all, and say I'm glad you're doing the show today. Spiritual feeding is definitely needed 365, you know, 24/7, and we're giving you that that right now. And I'm so glad that you called, because now I'm a part of your show today. I mean, I miss you, and I really love the fact that you included me on your show today. I'm surprised, like, wow. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking at the number. I'm like, wait a minute, she called me on the show. Whoa. That's
the cat
technology.
Is out of the bag, baby. The cat is out of the bag. Yes, movie.
I would just want to thank all your supporters. You know, we really appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. And on a more serious note, we taking this put God first business very serious. I mean, we are in business, but we keep it balanced. We put God first in this business. And when you can remember that and remember your family and remember your business, everything should fall into place, because that's what we're preaching, and that's what we thought, and that's what we're following. So I just want to say thank you to the listeners. Thank you for the people that take their time out and turn their internet on or dial up on their phone and hear what we got to bring them. And DK is definitely bringing it.
Oh, you know I'm definitely bringing it. It's all about God first, family second, career third. This is how we do it. This is how we stay close and connected with our family. This is how we stay close and connected with our mates. This is how we stay close and connected with our kids. This is how we stay close and connected, most importantly, with the God of our understanding. You got to put God first no matter what you do. Okay, yes, God gave me a palate, you know, to do this show. And he sent the angel. He sent somebody to give me this idea. You know, because I couldn't fathom that I would have my own online radio station and that I would be directing it and rocking with it. You know, it's so important. It's so important. But, you know, if you keep God first, you will get the blessings, and it's called peace. You'll get the most valuable blessing there is, and it's called peace. And it's so important for y'all to know that it's a peace. It's a joy, that peace and joy, the joy that you have within your heart. You know, and that's why I can do what I do. I mean, I definitely want to give. I'm happy that I'm surrounded by my family. I got my son right here now. Makai, you want to give some shout-outs?
I just wanted to ask you to go over to Akasha's
house. You want to know, can you go over to Akasha's house? Well, if you clean your nose up and put some lotion and brush your hair, then you definitely can go. Look at that. God is so, so good. So, so good. My son respect the fact that he knows that I'm running my show right now, and he patiently sat there waiting. He's been sitting there for like 3 or 4 minutes now, just waiting for me to acknowledge him. And I'm so glad that I have a son that has manners and respect, and that's because I take him before the Lord. I don't do nothing else but take my son before the Lord. Take them kids before the Lord. You ain't got to yell and holler at them. You know, and it's so important that we know this, y'all, on today. I mean, seriously. I've been getting happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful that God blessed me with a friend like you. I love you, and I want to call this person because I don't know who they are, but they sent me this, and I'm about to call them up right now and tell them I'm thankful for the text that they just sent me.
You're doing a good job, Mommy.
Oh, thank you, honey. I'm doing a good job. I'm glad that you approve, Makai, because that's what makes it so much more worth the while, that you telling me that I'm doing a good job. It means so much to me.
I just want you to have a Thanksgiving. I want the whole family to be happy.
Oh, we are happy. We happy that y'all are here.
Yeah.
Let's get this person on line. Let's call them up. Let's call them up. See if we can get them in the building.
Hello?
I wanted to call you and tell you this is Ebony B, and we are now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and I wanted to tell you thank you for the text that you just sent me, and I'm so thankful for you.
You're welcome.
So shout out to you, and that's what it's all about. You got anybody that you're thankful for? You want to give some shout outs? Because we definitely got to show you love.
I'm thankful for everybody in my life, I guess. My mom, everybody.
That's definitely what's up, man. This one is all about being thankful. If somebody send you a text or if you're reaching out to somebody and they just tell you that they're thankful and they're blessed, call them back and say thank you. You know, you never know the surprise that you may get. You know, people coming out and saying they thank you and calling you back. It's so, that's what we're talking about. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. I mean, let's get it on the video phone, man.
Shawty, what your name is?
Them hustlers keep on talking. They like the way I'm walking. It's me and that you won't see. So press record and let you feel me.
Video phone, cameo. Catch me on your video phone. I can handle you. Watch me on your video phone. On your video, video. You only have to watch me on your video phone.
I like how you approach me. Brush your wife with your pants hanging room and low. Something good to me. Don't need to convince me anymore. Swag up, it's right. One blade is tight. And I smell your cologne in the air. Baby, you're doing something right. You just canceled every other man here.
Somebody else, they call my phone back.
Wow, Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now live on the building in Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and we saying what we thankful on today. Hey, honey bunny.
Yeah.
I love the reaction of people when I call them up.
I know.
I'm definitely so, so thankful. Well, honey bunny, I'm going to call you later because I just got a vibe for you, and I'm so glad I'm on my show that I can smile right now. Wow.
That's what's up. That's
you
what's
live
up.
On the show? Really? Great. Let's get into this. I'm calling some more people that I'm thankful for.
Okay. I'm enjoying the show, and you keep doing what you do. It's very positive and it's empowering. The youth, you never know. It's like who's listening. We gonna take it to for everybody. Just tell a friend about the show. That's what we really want to do. If you love the show, tell somebody about the show, so more people can tune in and get the spiritual feeding. That's what it's about. It's you gotta tell them that's what it is. Spiritual feed.
Let's call Y-Dot up.
Hello?
Y-Dot B.
What's good? Happy Thanksgiving. It's
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool. What's good? Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, man, my man knows Big Brother voice already. That's good money right there. That's family. This is a family show today.
That's all time, yo. And I just got finished sending both of y'all messages. You know, I sent text messages telling y'all happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. I was so moved by the text. I mean, why not be? You know how to get somebody all warm in the inside. I tell you that.
That's a blessing. That's a gift within itself, yo.
Rock a block, I see you. I'm going to get to you in a few seconds. Y'all bear with me. If y'all calling in live to the show, Diva Spot Radio ENT, just bear me a few seconds because I have to keep refreshing the switchboard to make sure I see all my callers calling in. But shout out to the 862, the 908, the 216, the 252, the 732, the 347 New York in the building. All right, man, shout out to y'all. We are so thankful on today. But Wanda, what you thankful for today, and who you want to give some shout-outs to?
Man, all of y'all. I'm thankful for every relationship that I have, a sincere, great relationship with. I just spent a whole hour sending out messages to not everybody on my phone, but the important people on my phone. So I really do appreciate them. I appreciate this life. I'm thankful just to be alive. Cause 6 years ago, it couldn't have been that way. So I'm very thankful.
And that's definitely what's up. Let's pull Rocker Block in on the line. Let me get him up in here. For a secchi on. Rocker Block, can you hear me? Hold on, because I can't hear you yet. Just bear with me a few more seconds. No weapons formed against us. Shall not prosper. Shall not work. Go ahead.
I do got a shout out. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to the kids.
Run them down. Roll call to them kids.
Shout out to Regine, my oldest. She's 10, honor roll student. My 8-year-old, Ariane, honor roll student. And my 1-year-old, she's so amazing, Madison, man. It's just, wow. I'm so thankful to be a father. Man.
Oh,
girl.
Wow.
Oh, boy, action.
Wow, that was nice. I'm just so thankful to be a father. I know one thing, I'm thankful to be a mother. My son told me, Mommy, I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a good job on your show. I said, oh, he was just standing there, and I knew he wanted something, and he just waited so patiently for me to acknowledge him. And he was like, you know, can I go over Kasha's house? He wants to go over the neighbor house. And I told him, you know, get your nose clean and brush your hair and whatnot, then you can go. But you know, he told me he was very, very proud of me, man. I think when your kids tell you that they're proud of you, it's so much better.
They see so much, man. I mean, we put our kids through so much, especially
to get ourselves in position to be successful, so they won't have to go through the things we went through. So for the son to see it and just be like, you know, mommy, daddy, it's all good, you know, I love you. That means so much, sincerely.
It do mean so much for the kids to just show you the love and the support, you know, after you working for so hard. And we do send our kids through a lot, you know, even with weapons trying to be formed against you. You know, even though the switchboard trying to get at me, I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to let it stop me from sending out the blessings to everybody. I'm not going to let it stop me from calling people up and letting them know I'm thankful, because I am thankful on today. Because I remember one year my phone didn't ring not one time. I didn't get a text nor nothing for Thanksgiving nor Christmas. So if you got one happy Thanksgiving text, call, or whatever the case may be thankful that you got that. You know, don't be sitting up there being all scroogey and all mad because you feel like somebody should have did this and this and that and so forth for you. No, be thankful. That smell of that food downstairs got my stomach jumping and popping right now. Man, I'm so ready.
Yeah, it's that time, you know, shit. A couple more hours.
I'm so ready to eat.
Get it in. So, yeah, it's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thankful every day. Man, Goo, man, thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with Goo for, like, a little bit over a year now. So it was a blessing, like, especially when I came home in June, man. He was, like, one of the first people to call me. Like, that was just so mad love right there. Like, I appreciate Goo until I'm resting in peace, man. Forever, Goo.
Are you welcome, man. I just appreciate everything. And, you know, we're going strong. That's all. I mean, what can I say? It's a beautiful experience for me also. So I know everybody giving thanks and shouting it out. That's how I feel. You definitely got to shout it out and appreciate your friends and family today. So everybody enjoy it. And I'm enjoying the show. I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody on YDOT team that's helping, because, you know, it's all about having a strong family network where you at, where you're based out of, your home, and what you laying it down at. So I know everybody out there supporting. A lot of people retweeting for YDOT and supporting.
Yeah, YDOT
that's
a strong
that's
team,
more about
yo.
More love than business. That's what it's showing right there, more love than business.
Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Emma E2K. Shout out to Rose Day. Shout out to Lega. Shout out to Eddie L. Neves. What? Shout out to Genius. Shout out to Ms. Nira. Shout out to Nick Barnes. Shout out to Jazzy Management. Shout out to Mitch. The list goes on and on.
Shout out to Lush.
Yo, Lush my role model, man. Lush my role model in this whole, you know, women empowerment online radio situation. Lush is my role model, man. Y'all need to really Google Lush Radio Online right now and find out who that woman is. If you're trying to take your situation to the next level, if you're trying to get somewhere and really make it happen, and you want to do business with real people, and she a veteran, come on. Google Lush Radio Online, man. Lush Radio Online. Go to lushradioonline.com and rock with her, because she doing it big. Lush ain't playing with nobody. And no, make sure your stuff is together when you go over there.
Yeah,
and tell a Diva Mary Kay sent you.
Please do.
I appreciate those vibes coming through for my hard work for the station, for Lush Radio Online. And that's on www.lushradioonline.com, L-U-S-H, radioonline.com, and the Emma E2K online.com. EMMAE2K magazine online .com. So that's definitely shout out to Emma E2K on Twitter. And I appreciate y'all showing that
direction to the new up and coming artists that we're supporting. So that's definitely important information y'all just gave out. So thank y'all for that.
Oh, you already know. This each one teach one. Let's get into this word, y'all. We got to get into the word for the day because I know no weapons form. Thankful for real family love, y'all. Let's be thankful for real family laws, even the in-laws and other irritating people. Let's be thankful for some people. You know, just shout out to them. I mean, you know, it's a story about Alina. You know, Alina smiled at her husband, James Jr., as he nodded at his mother. Then she looked beyond them to the chairs that filled the room. It was late in the evening now, but earlier, most of the chairs was full of family, friends, and acquaintances. You know, she loved Betty. In fact, she had started thinking as her as mother. They had dropped the in-law a long time ago. Mother Betty had welcomed and loved Alina. It was a blessing to be a part of such a loving and generous family. It made her feel whole and wanted. James Jr. laughed and winked at Alina, leaning forward to include her in a joke. Alina nodded. Her thoughts were still on Mother Betty, but there was always extra food and an extra chair for anyone who stopped by. Part of what made Mother Betty home so special was that everyone was welcome. The extra place setting at Mother's Betty table was welcome a lot of lonely people. It didn't matter who they were. Mother Betty made room. You know, most of us only welcome, you know, those who bring, you know, us joy and cheers. And, you know, we only welcome those who cause us no grief. But we make excuses, you know, not to invite those who give us headaches and that aggravate us, or those who have nothing to bring. You know, a lot of the family members say, oh, well, if you ain't bringing nothing, don't come. Wow. You just put a box in the room. You just passed up a blessing. If you ain't bringing nothing, don't come. You know, we tire and we try to extend our hand and, you know, our hearts and hope others and over again. We try to help people over and over again, but sometimes we feel like, you know, it ain't no help for that person. You know, let me just have my holiday in peace. You know, we don't really want to invite Day-Day over because we know Day-Day got anger problems and he got drinking problems and, you know, he got stuff going on. We don't want to invite Keisha over because she a woman scorned and she going to get drunk and start talking about everybody that did her wrong. And, you know, Cousin Lisa is too hard to get along with. And, you know, we know she lonely, but invite her anyway. Invite the people who are unloved on today. Invite the lonely people, people that have lost their family, even the ones that you consider, oh, you know, and check the family that come in and say, who that crackhead right there? Come on, y'all.
Most definitely. I would just say do something for others. Like, I know I'm about to get ready to leave in a sec to go and pass out dinners to the homeless for at least 500 people that's home. We prepare, you know what I'm saying, feast and meals, blankets, socks that we're going to actually give out to them. So, I mean, just do something for somebody else, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be giving, just give. You know, what we say the other day, like, if you don't give nothing, you can't, you know, don't give a dollar and expect free back.
That's right.
Those that are giving are given too.
And people think that they're supposed to get something. You give out a little bit and expect a lot. Why would I give you a lot and you only gave a little? Like, why would I give you a Benz and you pay Volvo prices? Like, are you serious? Like, come on now. Y'all got to be serious. And I'll be saying this a lot of times, you know, with people and especially with this promo deal. You know, my promo, first of all, go to www.divaspot.blogspot.com and check out my promotion package because it's the truth. And ain't nobody touching my prices. Nobody is doing it how I'm doing. I'm telling you right now. Nobody is doing it how I'm doing. Nobody is getting it in. But, you know, a person said to me, like, yo, you give out a lot for a small price. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's pockets, but I'm in the business of giving. Rocker Block, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, you in the building. Rocker Block, thank you for being patient and holding on, but I'm glad you're in the building. But it's all about giving, y'all. When we give out something, don't give it out to expect a, you know, a reward in the end. Don't think that. If you want to do something wholeheartedly. Don't be thinking that that person owe you something now because you gave them something. They owe you nothing. Think about what you get in every day. You get grace every day, which is when God gives you something that you don't deserve, like life. And then the mercy, that's when God withholds things that you don't deserve. And I hate to say it like I'm aggravated, but I say this all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it. But I'm so thankful. Rocker Block, I'm thankful for you, too. I got some very, very supportive friends in my life, and I'm talking about on all levels. And it's so good to be able to network with the opposite sex, and they be able to respect me for who I am. And just shout out to y'all. Rocker Block, what you thankful for on today?
Thankful for today. I'm thankful for everything, man. You know, because if I wouldn't be, I would be a mean mama jamma. Nah, but you know, God ain't in that. If you know, if you mean and meaner than a junkyard dog and all that, God ain't in that. You know what I'm saying? So I try to stay positive about everything, man. I try so hard because I don't get the respect that I deserve. Some people just don't understand you or me or just, you know, the positiveness that you try to put forth. You know what I mean? I don't get enough recognition, but I don't look for it. But to be ignored is disrespectful, man. And a lot of people claim to be your friends and just, you know, they say they love you and all of this stuff, you know what I mean? But what can you do, right, E? You just got to...
Well, you know what can you do? You just got to keep riding and, you know, basically doing what you got to do because the most important love is the love that you're getting from the Lord at all times. And I know how you feel to be taken advantage of and took it for granted, and when you constantly extend and extend and extend. But just be thankful that God blessed us with, you know, a loving and a giving heart to them people who don't realize, man. Let's get into this music, Do or Die. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're going to take it to a throwback with Do or Die.
Huh. Yeah, baby girl. You know how it's going down. 2003. Do or Die, JP, Twitter.
Well, when I heard a knock at the door, must have been a girl that I met on the low. She real thin, nice, thick, back off. Had a few ears, so we head for the show. Afterward, we hit the mo. Guess they click in the expo. I was city shop, had a mix to the flow. Hell, natural, never bought it from the stove. Give me a minute and get down with a pro. D-I-M-P-V-O. Got a few friends like the party for show. We can hit a tune, like my home in Devo. All in the mall by Everett. Keep a sport back on SEX. Platinum Elite, all in effect. My passport check. From the truck, don't talk to hop in the lax. Baby got back, but I'm trying to relax. B-L-A-Y-E-R. Giving her eyes if we head to the bar. Don't forget the money, cause you know she a star. Did you wanna ride in my car? Do you? Do you? Do you?
Slippers like Jordan on the Escalade. Got a tie up your girl if you wanna play.
Oh, no,
you can let your head out while the AC blows.
Let it die,
before you get in, I just need to know.
Test y'all, like to be if it's special. Can I dress and relax y'all? Well, stretch out like a sex ball. If it's that route, to the chest, put the bring me like a slug with your vest off. Let me touch it if it's that soft. And relieve a little menopause. I can't believe how they spin them all. Shoot the number, then I'm in the mall. Been a grin about to spin them all. Jet balling, shot, calling. Holler at my dog while they sipping alcohol. And really wanna kick it. but they all just stalling. Six damn pieces, checking up a pausing. They looking like Louis flossing. Baby girl, I don't do this often. In the side, never know, for sure. But still, ride a Cadillac, slam the door. Suppose I kick back, kick the flow. Just to impress and flex the hoe. Check the door.
I'm smoking.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And that was renamed by Mr. Cheeks, man. That was my joint right there, yo. That was definitely my joint right there, man. Give it up for my shorty. Shout out to Omar, a.k.a. Otalib, Brick City. Shout out to Miss Iva. Shout out to the whole Dismute family. Like, oh, that was for you, man. I had a wonderful, 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 wonderful person in my life. And unfortunately, his life was taken from madness. And, you know, I got to give it up to my ghetto shorty right there. Like, that was definitely for you, but that's my joint right there. Rock a block.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? I love that song. Like, I think that's one of my favorite songs by the Lost Boys, man.
Word up. That and Mr. Cheeks, Slice Camera Action. Those are my favorite songs in the whole widest weathers. For real, though.
All right.
Lost Boys is official.
Lost Boys is definitely official, man. I just want to just give it up for the people who tuned in live. I want to give a shout-out to my sister. You want to give a shout-out?
Shout out to
Mary
Kay. She's the best. And hey, Rocka Block, and Future Guru 100, and YDB. And everybody else on the line. Tune in to my special show every morning, her gospel spiritual feeding, and her
not
show.
On the West Coast.
You're not on the West Coast.
Well,
on the East Coast.
That's right.
And also, tune in to her show that she has on Fridays. Step Your Game Up Saturdays.
And tonight we have in the show Feed the Wolves Diva Edition.
Oh, and tonight is the show Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. So
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
West.
Now 9 p.m.
East. I love you, Moo. Oh, man, it feels good when family show y'all the support, man. It definitely feels good. I just want to shout out everybody that called in and tuned in to the show. I'm ending the show early because I'm about to start my turkey day. Just remember, y'all, God first, family second, career third. I'm definitely just want to give a shout out to my son, to my mother, to my mother, Rosalind Brinson, to my grandmother, Betty Ramsey. Yo, y'all are the best, and we keeping the tradition going. We welcome up in the family. We welcoming those who don't have family. We praying, Mama. We praying, Granny. I know y'all see us, and we definitely getting in, and we walking with God, and we sticking together. I know y'all seen us arguing and fighting and bickering with each other last night, having little cat fights, but we still love one another. But it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Tune back in with me at 6 p.m. on the West. We got Feed the Wolves in the building, Diva Edition. It's going down, Bagel Smurf, Future Guru 100, South Part of Dawn. We getting it in on them throwbacks. Y'all think y'all heard a throwback just now? We definitely throwing it back. Y'all be safe, man. I'm out. You better get it together by later on show, like for real.